Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The government of Quebec has suspended funding for an Indigenous student program for provincial schools. In January, the province announced they were suspending Measure 15061, cutting the program called Educational Success of Indigenous Students and Reconciliation. This program has supported activities promoting the educational success of Indigenous students. It funded cultural outings, the purchasing of educational materials on Indigenous history, it paid for reconciliation-based activities, and it supported Indigenous-focused counseling programs. This suspension comes as part of a $200 million budget cut to education on the whole. The Ministry of Education says the suspension of the program is a temporary measure. They would not respond to the question of how long the suspension will take place. Fallon Yugaiwanewas Jacobs is the director of the Ganawage Education Center, or the KEC. Located in Ganawage, just south of Lachine, Montreal, the KEC is a small school board which connects three Ganawage schools. Yugaiwanewas Jacobs says the KEC is not affected by these cuts, but the 270 students from the Ganawage community who attend provincial schools are.
I'm here in this position as Director of Education and, of course, you know, to represent our community, but really to provide the best learning opportunities for our students, regardless of if they attend schools here within Ganawage or schools without outside, you know, in the province.
The Ganawage Education Center is now reaching outside of Ganawage to meet with other schools and school boards to make sure the needs of Indigenous students are accounted for in restructured budgets.
What kind of accommodations are they going to make? You know, are they reallocating funds from somewhere else? Are they redistributing resources to ensure that the supports that our students were getting are maintained, or you know, not that our students are not heavily impacted by the cut?
The center wants to ensure programs like Indigenous-focused counseling are being maintained in some form, despite the suspension of funding.
We're not really sure at this point how the school, different school boards or the different individual schools will be finding, I guess, alternatives or accommodations to the supports that measure was funding previously. So we're in the process right now of setting up meetings with different school boards that our students attend, and that we're going to, you know, have this meeting to discover or to network on how the funding is directly impacting our community students and how we can support or network together.
The center has now created a new role, a provincial schools liaison facilitator, who will work full-time connecting with other schools and checking in about the needs of Ganawage students. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.